Se'if Kuf Yod Tes. We're discussing now if a person wants to scatter a mixture. He can't go and sort out the mixture. He wants to go and scatter it in a way, but after he scattered it, he's not going to have the mixture together all together, one next to each other. So some possibly want to say that the scattering itself is not a problem, because you're just separating in a way that you're not choosing anything. Scattered, not together anymore. But some possibly want to say that no problem to scatter a mixture, and now after it is scattered, you'll be able to go and take what you wanted, because every one of the mixture is in a different place. So you're allowed to do the mice of the scattering itself is allowed to be done, and there's no problem from Bora in the scattering. But the upper Paskin wants to say, since you are scattering in order to go and choose what you want, the scattering itself is considered a maisa from choosing, even though afterwards everything will be itself and a different place. The scattering itself is a maisa from Bera. That's what some Peskin want to say. Se'if Kuf Chof. Miyun. To sort out. Now, if a person wants to go and take from a mixture and to take out number one, he takes out what he wants and puts it things away. Like, say he's got a cutlery. He wants to sort out the cutlery. The cutlery is all together, the fork, the knife, the spoons. He wants to take out all the forks and put it in the drawer. He's not allowed to do that on Shabbos because that's called sorting out. He's sorting out, taking even though it's going to be the good, he's not going to use it straight away. Taking, even if he takes the good from the bad, he's not allowed to do it if he doesn't do it straight away. So Miyun, to sort out, is not allowed on Shabbos. Now what happens if he doesn't sort out with choosing what he wants? He takes the first thing that comes out. Now, the first thing which comes out, he hasn't done any burial yet. Because he didn't choose what you want, what he wanted. Now, if you take the first thing that you want, and now it is in his hands, he put it down in the right place, even though when he took it out, the first thing which came out he took, which is not nice of Bayer, but since at the end of the story he put it down in the right place, we say there's a connection with the taking out to where he put it down, and it's considered you're doing a nice barrier with taking it out. So what comes out is like this. A person is not allowed to take out, even if he takes the first one, whichever one comes out, and then afterwards put it down in the right place, it's still considered barrier. So if a person has plates or he has cutlery, which is in a taruvah, now he wants to go and sort it out, he can't take the first comes. He takes whatever comes out, then afterwards put it down in the right place, because that is considered a maisa from Beria. When he takes it out, it's considered taking it out for putting it in the right place. He's doing a maisa from Beria, should not allow to do it, even though that he took the first one which came out. Sif Kuf Chof Aleph, the Sif Kuf Chof Beis, they go together. So we learned before that if a person takes first whatever comes out of the mixture, he doesn't choose which one he wants from the mixture. He takes out the first one which comes out, then afterwards, when it's in his hand, he wants to put it down in the right place, then we say there's a connection with the pula which he did from taking it out from the mixture to the end when he sorts it out, and we say also taking out from the mixture is considered further sorting out. That's what we learned before. Now we want to say a case which there is a separation between the beginning of the taking out through the sorting of the end. That's why we want to say cases which you're allowed to do that. Let's say, okay, you've got cutlery, you've got plates in which want to get washed. So you've got a whole towel. Mixture. Now you want to take out and choose one and clean it, that you're not allowed to do, because you're doing a mice and body, you're choosing one. But if you don't choose one, you take out the first one which comes. See, meanwhile, you're not doing a mice and body. What you do, what you want to take it out for, you want to clean it. So now you've got a separate place which you want to clean. Now you clean it. After you've finished cleaning it, this place is separated from all other plates. It's not in a talutis anymore. Once it is separated, you'll have to put it down in the right place. What is the difference between this, what we said before? Because what we said before was there was a connection between the taking out with the sorting. Because there was nothing in between. The only reason why he took it out was in order to sort it. That's not allowed. But here, the reason why he took it out was in order to go and clean it. The cleaning itself is a pola. Well, you're doing something with it. So that, you didn't do a nicer brayer with the taking it out because you took the first one which came out. So meanwhile, when you're cleaning it, you're not doing a nicer brayer. You haven't sorted out anything. So when you're allowed to clean it, no problem. After you've got it in his hand, you'll have to put it down in the right place. The same thing would be if you would have a tatalin, if you've got cutlery, or if you've got plates and saucers, which have already been washed, and you want to dry them. Now, the reason why you want to dry them is because they've got stains on it. So what do you do? You go and take the first one which comes. First one. You don't choose. You put the first one which comes. No matter the burial with the taking, the first one which comes. Now it's in your hands. You want to dry it. Very good. After it's in your hands, you want to dry it. You know that there shouldn't be leave stains from water on it. You're already drying it. It's in your hands. Now it separates from all the other mixture. Once it's in your hand, you finish drying it, and you put it down in the right place. But if you didn't dry it in order to have a reasoning that it shouldn't be stained, but you dry it in order to put it away, that's already a machlekes. You have to look in the next, this, which discusses such a case.